producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the 2nd of February. I'm Doug Steffen on the air. Not in Iowa, thank heavens, because there's about 15 inches of snow there. And this is something that I want to put a nice bracket around. The first. I want to be dramatic. Can I be? Why bother? It'd be probably the question. The drama continues. That's the news media headline for today. The drama continues. I have been saying all along, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Looks like he's on his way, and that means the Republicans are on their way to a loss. In this circumstance, Ted Cruz won Iowa. You probably know that by now if you're focused on all of this. Mr. Sanders and Mrs. Clinton are in a virtual tie, although it looks like Mrs. Clinton will be able to pull this off because she has a razor-thin lead. The situation for Mike Huckabee and Martin O'Malley is see you later, alligator. Huckabee is out. Martin O'Malley is out. They decided to go do something better with their time. So let's get sort of a review here. And we'll start with a couple of hosts, radio hosts in Iowa, Van Harden and Bonnie Lucas, talking to Tom Brokaw about the way the news media from all over the world turn the attention to Iowa.
The national media and even international media really has a fascination with the Iowa caucuses.
And more this year than any time I can remember. I mean, they're paying a lot of attention in Europe and in Asia to what's going to happen in Iowa. Is Donald Trump going to be able to go the distance?
And do you think that is why? Is because of Donald Trump?
Yeah, I do. I really think. And I also think that America is at kind of a crossroads. A lot of people are what I describe as being ticked off in the half-cock position.
In both liberal and conservative
both
sides.
Both sides are very unhappy. And my 30-second version of why this happened, it began with 9/11. Then we have a mortgage meltdown. Nobody on Wall Street paid a price for it, but everybody at the bottom did. And then we had the rise of ISIS. And when we were promised that after the invasion of Iraq that we were going to be able to clean that place up, it made it much worse in the Middle East. And now we're at a war without end. It's all tribal in that part of the world. China rose as a competing economy. And a lot of people began to wonder about the American dream. You know, where's my piece of it? I mean, families lost their homes. Guys lost their jobs. Women had to work two jobs to keep the family together. But at the same time, we created Silicon Valley. And we're just at the beginning of the most important, I think, communications, political, and social revolution in the world. But we're going through a tough passage. And so what you see now is a lot of anger and a lot of angst out there and saying...
And you've witnessed that yourself?
I see it all the time. And the other thing is that Congress seems non-responsive. I mean, most of those Congress members get to go back every 2 years because they're in gerrymandered districts. You know, they just can't lose.
Yeah.
And big money plays a big role in all that.
Sure does. Very interesting to hear that, put in that. I think you did a better job of paraphrasing what I say all the time. What do you say? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. We're focused on the Iowa caucuses, what they are, what they've done, where the winners are, and that sort of thing. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. Kevin Evans is a political science professor at Florida International University. He here explains how these caucuses have worked.
Caucuses are unique, and they pretty much function like a party meeting, right? So particularly on the Democratic side, when you're going in, you're literally going to vote with your feet and stand in a corner of the room and support your candidate. And then the other groupings of people are going to try to convince you to come over to their side and to abandon O'Malley or abandon Sanders or Hillary. And so Part of the reason why caucuses are important is because the costs of participation are so high. They take a long time because they can take up to 2 hours. You have to go in. It's like a party meeting, so it can be intimidating. The idea behind it is that you're going to get more informed voters that participate. It encourages candidates to engage in more of what political scientists refer to as retail politics. In other words, face-to-face interactions at small levels, you know, going to the Iowa State Fair and, you know, talking with people in the corndog line or meeting with people in their living rooms. And so it encourages that style of participation because it's harder to find who the actual voters will be in the caucus.
All right, let's see. We got a few pieces of other. This is, I think, interesting, although, all right, some of you want to hear from Trump, some of you want to hear from Cruz, some of you want to hear from Sanders, some of you want to hear from Clinton. We'll do all that. But for the purposes of really understanding what has happened, I think these bits and pieces of audio are important. Here's political analyst Steve Swat, who explained how the Iowa caucuses became important. If you believe they are important, this is really why.
Ever since 1976 on the Democratic side, when Jimmy Carter, a former church deacon, a peanut farmer, former governor of Georgia, came out of nowhere to capture the Iowa caucuses. Actually, he didn't win. He got 28% of the vote in Iowa, 9% below uncommitted. Mm-hmm. But the news headlines, you know, said Jimmy Carter is the new, you know, candidate for the Democrats, and he went on to win the primaries after that, and he became president.
All right, so remember where Bill Clinton was at this time when he ran in 1992? There are some other exceptions here. If you're a Cruz fan, I'm certainly happy to hear from you. If you're a Trump fan, or those are the only two at the moment in the Republican Party, and it probably ought to be, although this sounds a bit stuffy, it ought to be between the two of them when you get right down to it. Rubio will think that he still is a player. And so will all the rest of them. I don't think Rubio wants to be in the number two position, but the rest of them probably would consider it. Or is it? Am I figuring this out wrong? I'm going to be in New Hampshire next Monday and Tuesday to talk to some of the people who'll be there. So let's see how that works. 13 to change after on Good Day.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile 10 gigs for $80. We'll give it to you for $40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it and plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount exclusions and restrictions apply.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, here we are at 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday, the 2nd of February, so the caucuses in Iowa are over. Let's listen to Ted Cruz talk about his win.
Tonight is a victory for the grassroots. Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation. Tonight, the state of Iowa has spoken. Iowa has sent notice that the Republican nominee and the next president of the United States will not be chosen by the media, will not be chosen by the Washington establishment, will not be chosen by the lobbyists, but will be chosen by the most incredible, powerful force where all sovereignty resides in our nation, by we, the people, the American people.
That'd be nice if it was true, but not much of that is true. Look at how much money he's gotten from special interests. Check his login when it comes to Doe. Here's Donald Trump thanking the voters of Iowa.
I'm just honored. I'm really honored. And I want to congratulate Ted, and I want to congratulate all of the incredible candidates. We will go on to get the Republican nomination, and we will go on to easily beat Hillary or Bernie or whoever the hell they throw up there. Iowa, we love you. We thank you. You're special. We will be back many, many times. In fact, I think I might come here and buy a farm. I love it, okay? Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That's possible. Notice he didn't mention Michael Bloomberg. Here's Bernie Sanders saying he's neck and neck with Hillary Clinton.
Here in Iowa, the reason I believe we're going to do so well in New Hampshire and in the other states that follow, the reason is the American people are saying no to a rigged economy. They no longer want to see an economy in which the average American works longer hours for low wages, while almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%.
Class warfare, never a way to win an election. Here's Hillary Clinton, happy with the results in Iowa.
So as I stand here tonight, breathing a big sigh of relief, thank you, Iowa. I want you to know I will keep doing what I have done my entire life. I will keep standing up for you. I will keep fighting for you. I will always work to achieve the America that I believe in, where the promise of that dream that we hold out to our children and our grandchildren never fades, but inspires generations to come. Join me. Let's go win the nomination. Thank you all, and God bless you.
All right, here is some, Facebook.com/good day. Jeremy writes, Iowa supported Santorum in 2012 and Huckabee in 2008. They really aren't that relevant. I think maybe there may be some truth to that. Mark says, I bet Trump is now really going to start hammering at Cruz's eligibility. So Bud says, all this energy spent on the first fireworks caucus is for Iowa what Mount Rushmore is for South Dakota, a tourist attraction. Beth says, this is ridiculous. Iowa is not very populated, much less diverse than the rest of the country. The way it's being touted, you'd think the election was over. 21 after, this is Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Judge Stefan here with reporter Aaron Morrison, who works with the International Business Times. He has written, he's covered a lot. He's been around as a reporter for a number of years, worked for the AP, et cetera, et cetera. Aaron, good to have you here. I noticed that you have written the following. The Flint water crisis continues to generate headlines, but the negligence and mismanagement of public resources in largely minority communities reaches far beyond the borders of just that central Michigan city. Across the country, blacks and Latinos are more likely than whites to live dangerously close to environmental hazards. So we got another racial problem here in the making?
Well, certainly, but it's certainly not in the making. And thanks for having me on. This is something that recently was looked at. That showed, you know, basically the proximity that people of color and poor people are where they live to these sites. It just increases their risk of death and disease and poor health outcomes, particularly in children and adults. That's why the Flint story is so shocking to a lot of people, because you can see what's happening there, because it's dirty water that's very visible, but there are unseen things that are facing people of color and poor people every day, and so that's sort of this idea around environmental justice, just how these sorts of environmental issues impact people differently depending on their race and their socioeconomic status.
There's a torrent of reporting, a flood of information, a focus on racial divides in our country. Many of us who grew up I was in a very diverse background, never paid attention to this sort of thing. And I'm wondering whether it's because the news media didn't focus on it or it really didn't happen. And this is more of a new or a returning phenomena.
Well, I think part of it, and what we can really see with the current social justice movement, is that it's very law enforcement, criminal justice reform focused. But then when you start to talk about environmental justice issues, that the sort of diversity and resonance of that conversation sort of dies off. And that's a challenge, really, for some advocates and activists. So that's a challenge for them to keep this conversation about environmental justice, environmental racism, in the same conversation that we're already having with Black Lives Matter and other movements.
So under the circumstances,
how do we fix all of this? I mean, we could talk about it. We were talking earlier about prison problems because there's so many blacks in prison. And the proportion of those, especially in the tough prisons, is way overweighted. And people say, well, but the blacks commit the crime. So, I mean, you go around this round robin. One wonders if there's any real fix or if it's just the nature of the human condition to be prejudiced.
Well, I think there is something to that. However, it really comes down to, and this is what advocates told me, to understand what the problem is. The fact is people of color make up almost half of the 11.4 million who are living near dangerous facilities and are exposed to environmental hazards. And, you know, the disparity is actually more pronounced among poor children of color. For example, low-income Latino children are twice as likely to live near a dangerous facility than poor white children. So even if you are poor and white, you are still less likely to live near a facility that poses a threat. And I'm talking about industrial facilities and environmental hazards, which is Flint is a little bit more complex than what this recent study that I took a look at focused on. But again, the same principle applies, is that people of color and poor people are disproportionately impacted by these.
It gets to the bigger point of how racist we are. But look at what happens in Africa, where blacks are in charge and where whites come on the totem pole of importance. And it just goes on and on. It's very frustrating to see it around the world. Aaron Morrison reporting here on Good Day.
More and more farms are finding utility vehicles or side-by-sides indispensable, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Yamaha improves its offerings for 2016 with farmers and ranchers in mind. Steve Nessel is Side-by-Side Group Marketing Manager.
We build these vehicles specifically for agriculture, for people that are going to work with them in the field. So cargo capacity, extra passengers, it's really intended to make sure these people's needs are covered.
Nessel says capability and comfort are what side-by-side customers demand.
If it keeps them comfortable in the field and productive, durability and reliability is also key. If the vehicle's broken, they're not productive, and that's not a good situation for anybody. So we really strive to give them the most capable, comfortable, and reliable products we can. A lot of people cringe when I say this, but they go a long way towards replacing a pickup truck as far as the work getting done on a piece of property.
Learn more at YamahaMotorsports.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Happy to have you along. Making contact with you is obviously how this thing succeeds. I have a dialogue, hopefully not a monologue, going with you through any number of connections. That's happened twice in the last 2 days. Giving you my home phone number. I don't think that'll work. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG is one way of working your way in here. Email to me, Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. And then there is the, this is the preferred way, apparently. I see lots more input from you in the social media, which is cool. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Thought it was interesting. I'm going to make note of how advertising helped win the day for the contestants. If you're just joining us, you've heard that Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses for the Republicans, and Hillary Clinton is ahead just by a little eensy-teensy bit. The amount of money that was spent, the $30 million spent on radio, which was the main medium in Iowa. Let's see here. How did this work? Mrs. Fiorina, Carly Fiorina, bought 1,435 radio spots. Let's see. Number two was Bernie Sanders with 955 commercials. Hillary Clinton, number three, with 71 commercials. Ted Cruz won 720. Worked through 727 commercials. That was pretty interesting. Okay, this next bit of information or conversation is aimed at a few people. Now, I'm not saying to the rest of the world, tune out. I'm just saying that I don't really feel that this is the big deal that the news media is making of it. The trending, top trending story at DougStephan.com is not Ted Cruz, is not Facebook and the gun sales. Is not the inmates who were returned to jail in Orange County yesterday, but the pregnant women warning that has come from the World Health Association and the government of Brazil warning women not to go to the Olympic Games if they are pregnant or expect to get pregnant because of the Zika mosquito outbreak. I will repeat myself. The country of Brazil, where the Summer Olympics will be held, is saying to women, if you are pregnant, stay home. Do not come to the Olympic Games because of this mosquito virus that spread and causes the head of a fetus to not develop properly. And thus there are about 4,000 reports of this sort of a problem at this point. And so they refer to it, the World Health Organization, which has been known pretty much consistently in its history to overblow almost everything that they talk about, suggests that the spread of the Zika virus is explosive, in their words, and that this qualifies as a global health emergency. So, with all of that, I bring you the announcement itself from the official at the World Health Organization responsible for spreading this information out.
After a review of the evidence, the committee advised that the causes of microcephaly and other neurological complications constitute an extraordinary event and a public health threat to other parts of the world. In their view, a coordinated international response is needed to minimize the threat in affected countries and reduce the risk of further international spread.
All right, you on this? 888-302-3684. Here's Stephen Higgs, who's president of the American Society of Tropical Medicine. Who knew? Says the WHO did the right thing, the World Health Organization, not the radio station in Des Moines, did the right thing by elevating the Zika virus to pandemic status and a global health emergency.
This is a very rare thing for the WHO to say, but it sends a very clear message. It sends a message to the countries that are infected to help coordinate efforts now, and it sends a message to the people that have already been infected and to, unfortunately, probably the many that will be infected. Now what we have to see is how this declaration is translated into action to actually curb the spread of this virus and to reduce the number of people that are infected.
All right. So let's see. I think there's a little more of an American twist on this. Here's a medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, who reports from Brazil on the spread of this virus.
I spent the day at this hospital in Recife, which has seen the most number of cases of microcephaly in all of Brazil. And the couple I spoke to was anguished as they try to figure out what this condition means for their baby.
Alice Bezerra de Paz had a healthy first baby. But 2 months ago, her second child, João Heitor, was born with microcephaly, a birth defect linked to the Zika outbreak. Babies with microcephaly have an unusually small head and developmental delays. We never expected to have an infant like this, she said, but we will care for him the same way. Today, the parents came to the Oswaldo Cruz Hospital in Recife, where doctors have seen about 300 infants with microcephaly since September. Before that, this region only saw an average of 9 cases a year.
All right. So, under the circumstances, what are your thoughts regarding this? Let's see. I have some Facebook input. A couple of these are Twitter accounts. Wayne writes, the obvious is being ignored about the Zika virus. What about the introduction of the GMO mosquito employed to combat the dengue virus? Could that have contributed to this so-called explosion of the Zika virus, with several pharma companies waiting in the wings looking for more money after the push for an Ebola vaccine? One has to think this might have been artificially created to allow another large money grab. I am cynical enough to agree with you, Wayne, on that one. Chrissy writes, still waiting for the killer bees, and what happened to the West Nile virus? It's all about the money. I think that under the circumstances, I agree with this. I think this is a money grab. There are obviously problems. Obviously, there have been the history of this thing goes back to after World War II, really, and there have been problems. And that lady did get the problem with the baby came about as a result of the virus. But how many are there, really? And under the circumstances, even beyond all of the conversation about the money attached to it, There is part of the those of you who are paying attention to this are noticing that there is attached to this conversation about the virus itself a discussion of abortion coming back up. And if you found out that you, let's say you're a woman, whatever your age, you're pregnant, you find out the child has this virus, do you have an abortion? And this is going to create a stir of conversation, certainly in this country. Here is Brandy Cummings reporting from the campus of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, where a student there apparently has contracted this virus.
Heightened awareness on the College of William and Mary campus after this alert released Friday says a student contracted the virus when traveling to Central America during the school's winter break sometime between mid-December and mid-January.
I think everybody always gets concerned when they get an email about some sort of health virus coming from another country.
During our interview, a college spokesperson tried to ease fears.
You know, we are aware of this, that we are monitoring it, that our conversations with our own health and wellness team as well as the CDC show that there is no health risk.
School officials say the student told them of the diagnosis Friday. They say the student is not showing any symptoms and is expected to recover, but officials will not give any information on why the student was in Central America or who else may have been there.
I'm not going to get into any particulars about that other than what we have said in the message to the campus community.
All right. So there's as much information as I think needs to be laid on you at this point, and then you can react, as I said, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. 43 minutes past the hour. In a moment, parents in pajamas. That's next here on Good Day.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce, because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for implants may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818. After pay, full amount. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 8989. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Not here to make you miserable, but to make you feel better about your own lot in life. Here's a story that is also trending various social media sites. The story from England of a school that banned its parents of children there, from wearing pajamas when they drop their children off at school. It is the Skern Park Academy in Darlington, where the head teacher, a lady named Kate Chisholm, sent a letter home to parents asking them to set a better example for their children. As the children get dressed in the morning, so should the parents. Quote, "I've noticed there's been an increasing tendency for parents to escort children to and from school whilst still wearing their pajamas, and on occasion even their slippers. Could I please ask that when you're escorting your children, you take the time to dress appropriately in the regular day wear that you would use, suitable for weather conditions?" Here's Jessica Wakefield from On Demand in the UK with some more details about this.
Pajamas. Not the most obviously offensive item of clothing, but the head teacher of this school in Darlington have taken offense at the nightwear being worn during the day. The head teacher of Skern Park Academy has issued a stern warning to parents, requesting they stop coming to school in pajamas and dress more appropriately. Despite the anger from some parents at the school, Mrs. Chisholm has said that she's received a largely positive response on an issue that she says ultimately boils down to aspiration and committing to a routine.
So I bring this to you because it's not only amusing, but how do you bring, in terms of bringing your children to school, if you do that, how do you bring them to school? Do you drive them to school? This is meant to provoke some thought in many of you who don't allow your children to walk to school, which may be the healthiest. There are all kinds of things, sort of sideshow issues here. Americans are getting soft, and one of the reasons they're getting soft is because parents make it too easy for children to go to school. And people say, it's not safe. Is it really not safe? The helicopter parent world. Here's a radio morning program in England hosted by Ricky Haywood Williams and Charlie Hedges, talking to callers yesterday about parents wearing pajamas to take their children to school.
All right, so we're asking you guys if you've ever been dropped to school by your parents and they were wearing their pajamas, or are you a parent and you've dropped your kids wearing your pajamas? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, Kiss, who's there?
Hi, it's Anna.
Anna, where are you calling from?
Norwich. My mum always used to drop me in her pajamas.
Did she?
And when I was about 16, I asked her why, and she said, if she's in her pajamas, I can never ask her to come in and do anything for me.
Clever. That's a clever tactic.
Did she actually get out of the car, or was she staying in the car?
He would wear like a hoodie, but underneath would be like the dressing gown and a nightie.
Gangster.
Proper gangster. I love that. Thanks, you're cool. Have a good day. Sam, now, are you calling as a parent or somebody that's been dropped to school by their parents?
I'm calling as someone's friend whose mum, I have known her 20 years, and her mum, I've never seen her in clothes. I've only ever seen her in pyjamas.
What? No. What? All the time, like dropping to school and everything?
School, in the shop. Like the kebab shop. Never seen her in clothes.
Are they like proper pajamas though, or are they ones that could look like tracksuit bottom sort of thing?
No, they're proper pajamas, like full on fuzzy, like polar bear.
You've always got that consistency right there. Here's a radio host in St. Louis with thoughts on what parents are wearing when they drop their children off at school.
When parents get their kids ready for school, the last thing they think about is what they look like, because you're trying to worry about lunch, getting homework, and whatever else your kid needs.
All right, so this again is food for thought. How does your child get to school, and is this something that makes you smile in terms of, oh yeah, I wear my pajamas, get in the car, What happens if the policeman stops you? 51 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and I have my pal, Dr. Jack Stockwell, on board. First of all, get an update on the Zika virus. What some of the people are saying, they're listening to this program, Jack. I'm reading some of the Facebook. No, this is a Twitter. A couple of tweets. Mary says this Zika virus will worsen the current economic recession in Central and South America, potentially will wreck the upcoming Summer Olympics in Brazil. 4,000 cases of it, I'm telling you this, have been reported. Is that a lot? Is that not a lot? Joe writes, epidemics like Zika will not go away if the governments do not seriously confront the problems that are the root causes of these diseases, like basic sanitation, poverty, deplorable environmental conditions, and widespread corruption. That's an interesting way of reading into it. Philip says, a fact. The government apparently hopes we won't notice. There are still a multitude of illegals migrating into this country from Latin America. The mosquitoes that can transmit the virus already exist here, and each only need to bite one illegal to begin spreading it for our citizens.
Oh, gee.
David says, not to fear, the government is here. Well, okay. I think we probably do have something to fear if the government is here. Listen to this, Jack. A podcaster named Steven Stance thinks there is more to this than the government is telling us. So let's listen.
I've been seeing for a while how in the media, you're seeing how the Zika virus that is transferred from mosquito to human being are affecting these women's children, how they're born without brains. And I've read quite a bit about it. And I remembered that when I first came to Texas in 1991, after being here just over a year and a half, there was something about like this going on a border town. So I started doing some research, and I came across about this event where all these women were having children that were born without brains. But I'm going to hypothesize for a moment here. Too, it started in 1989 in Brownsville, Texas, where this took place, and this condition where the baby is born with all or part of its brain missing. The victims are generally born stillborn or die within days of their birth. Some fetuses, however, develop spina bifida, an often survivable deformity of the spinal cord that causes paralysis and other severe neurological problems. I believe that they found out what the problem was, and they used that problem to infect mosquitoes so that it would be a part of population control.
Right.
My goodness.
Maybe. As a podcast, this is the different. This is the new radio, folks. Podcasting. All right, what this is doing is opening up the door to a new debate over abortion. Interesting what he said about that. So we have listed at DougStephan.com in the trending box what you need to know about the Zika virus, the facts. Jack, let's get a summary going here of what people ought to know. What's the update? Not necessarily on what's going on, but what really is there here to fear, if anything?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing,
okay.
Except for pregnant women. And pregnant women need to be concerned and cautious about what they eat, what they drink, and also what kind of bugs bite them. Mm-hmm. You know, the ticks and the fleas and everything else, because a lot of those things, viral elements, will pass the placental barrier inside the, you know, the baby in the womb.
Right.
But, you know, the Zika thing, I mean, it's been around since the 40s. And it's in Africa, and it's slowly moved all the way over to South America, and now they're talking about this huge, massive invasion. Remember the swine flu? Nothing ever happened.
Nothing happened to that.
You know,
or the HD, or the other various flus. So we had somebody on, Richie, yesterday, I believe a doctor who is specializing in operations that are done internally, a pediatric doctor who said a lot of these things. You can operate on babies in the womb and fix them, whether this is one of them or not.
Yeah.
No,
because this is a viral agent that would take up population inside the baby. But there's a lot of other microcephaly problems.
Yeah.
You know, the born with an entirely small, too small of a skull. I mean, I've got some parents that have brought some babies in like that. And there wasn't any Zika virus involved with that. There's other causes. But, you know, and there's a lot of people who get this, who get bit by a Zika-carrying mosquito, and the virus shows up in their body, and they have no symptoms whatsoever. Again, it's the strength of your own immune resilience.
All right, so not much to do about nothing, but something to be aware of. But the news media, as usual, is getting everybody all stirred up. Jack Stockwell is here.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite. The number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.